Daf Yotes Halachas. First Halachas Shabbos Perek Vav Halacha Chafalav. The Rambam says a guy that brought his chafetz from Shabbos and brought it to a house of a Jew is mutter. Even if you told him to put in this corner, it's mutter, and you're allowed to invite a guy on Shabbos and give him food to eat. And if he took it and went out with it, we don't care because you're not mechuyev to make sure he keeps Shabbos. So too, you're allowed to give food in front of a dog and a chutz. If he took it and went out, we don't care. Our Chaim Simshin Chav Hei Sifalov says, the Shulchan Aruch, you're not invited a guy on Shabbos, and you're allowed to give him food in the chatzah to eat him. If he took it went out, we don't care. Dafka, the guy is in the chatzah, but if he stands outside and he sticks his hand inside, you know he's going to take it out, or to give him other chafetz than he usually takes out, it's also, even if he stands inside, even if the chafetz belong to the guy, because the guy who sees it doesn't know that the chafetz belong to the guy. The Ramah says, even if it's miyachad a makam, a badyom, you should be machmar. Shabbos Perek Vav Alach Chav says, the Rambam, someone gives a letter to a guy to take it to another city. If he made up a price for them, Schar Alach is mutter. Even if he gave it to Erev Shabbos right before dark. That's Dafka if he went out of the house before Shabbos. But if he didn't make a price, if there is in the Medina a person that's Kavua, that's Makabit, that takes the letters and sends them to all Medina, then you're allowed to give it to a guy the letter. And as Dafka is enough time, they should reach the house close to the Chaim before Shabbos. Because maybe the one that's Makabit is the letters and the table of his house is close to the Chaim. If there's no other Kavua, only the guy that you give him the letter, he's the one that takes to another city, then it's also the shlech the guy, the guy is forever, unless you make up a price for him. Archaim Sim Reshmam Zayin Sifal Shachnar says, a person can send the letter in the hands of a guy, even if Shabbos as it turns dark, Dafka made a price with him. But you shouldn't tell him, you should go on Shabbos. If he didn't make up a price, if there's no post office there, that all the ksav gets taken to him in the city, then you're not allowed to send it to him even on Sunday. If it's set post office, you can send it even after Shabbos. And Dafka, if there's enough time, that he should be able to reach the house close to the Chaim. The Ramah says, even if he didn't make up a price, and even if it's not a set post office, if he sends them Thursday or before that, you can be samech on them if you need them. The Rambam Shabbos Perek Chavdal Dalach Avav says, you're allowed to take a trip, even a big ocean, Erev Shabbos to draw a mitzvah, and you're allowed to make up. You make up with the guy to rest, to stop the boat, and he doesn't stop, it's okay. You know, be made from the Dharam on Shabbos, whether it's a Tzarek Shabbos, a Shalat Tzarek Shabbos. You can ask a Chacham on the Dharam that it's Tzarek Shabbos, I mean, and they can be matted, even if they had time to be matted before Shabbos, because these things are Ksira Mitzvah. Shabbos, Perek Lam, Dalachit Gimel, the Rambam says, you don't trap cities of Goyim less than 3 days before Shabbos, so the people of the war should be settled on them, they should be shocked and retarded with Shabbos. And therefore, you don't go on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos. They should be calm as before Shabbos. They shouldn't even start anymore. To our mitzvah, you can go on the sea, even on Shabbos, and you can make up a price with the guy to rest. And if he doesn't rest, it's also good. And mitzur letzid and chiyetzvah, which is 1 day trip, even to our shus, you're allowed to go Erev Shabbos. And the place where they're not to go Erev Shabbos at all, you don't go. Shachnar Chachayim Sim Reish from Ches Sifal says, you're allowed to go on a boat even on Shabbos. If he goes to the mitzvah, he can make up that he will rest. And if afterwards he won't rest, there's no problem. But at Dvar Shus, you don't go in a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos, the Ramah says, but for 3 days is mutter, even on a boat, that they schlep it via behemoth, even if the water is not 10 tefachim deep. And even a place where the Jew will have to afterwards do malach on Shabbos to carry the boat. But if it's a small path, like Tzul Tzidon, that is only 1 day trip, you'll not go Erev Shabbos in the morning because he might reach there before Shabbos. In Makkah, where they were knowing not to go Erev Shabbos at all, even at Derech Mut, you don't go. Shabbos, Paragwez Alach Chafei says, you lay a siege on Goyim 3 days before Shabbos, you're allowed to do war with them every day, even on Shabbos, until you conquer them. Even though it's Mechem Sashus, and he said, we learned Adrita, even Shabbos, and you don't have to say Mechem Avad, Mechem Smitzvah, and if Shua conquered Yericha only on Shabbos. And the Rambam Shabbos, Perek Lamed, Alach Yud Gimel says, you don't trap the cities of Goyim less than 3 days before Shabbos, so the people of the Mechomah should be calm, they should be busy with Shabbos. Therefore, you don't go on a boat less than 3 days before Shabbos, so you should calm down before Shabbos. There shouldn't be too much in tzar. And it's bar mitzvah, you can go on the sea, even Erev Shabbos, and you can make up with him to rest, even if he doesn't rest. So the tzidich etzman, even to our shus, you're allowed to go Erev Shabbos. In the place where they're knowing not to go Erev Shabbos at all, you don't go. Malachim Perek Vav, Malachim Yilal of the Rambam says, you're allowed to trap a city of a goy 3 days before Shabbos, you're allowed to do war with them every day, even on Shabbos. And it says, at Rita, even on Shabbos, whether it's a Mechemes Mitzvah, Mechemes Hashus. Shabbos Perek Chafal Alach Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, pickled foods, cooked foods that a long time are squeezed. If he's doing it to soften the body, is mutter. If they take out the liquid, is also. You don't crush the snow that the water should drip out, but you can crush it into a plate or into a cup. The garlic or the grapes, early grapes, and the stalks which are not fully ripened, that he ground the avyoim and it considered it still continues to come out water. If it requires still crushing, is also not finished on Shabbos. If it's b'chassar and shchik, grinding with the hand, then it's mutter ligma shchikos b'shavos. Therefore, you're allowed to finish shchikos or rifus, ve'eitz, aporah, b'sechek, there's these wood into a pot on Shabbos after they take it off the fire. The Aruch Chaim Simar Rishon Beis Sifei, Shulchan Aruch says you're allowed to open up water into a garden, and it goes the whole Shabbos, and to leave a medicine, thick medicine in his eye, even though you're not allowed to leave it on Shabbos, you can leave it, put it on for Shabbos. You're allowed to put some incense under the kelim, and they get smelled the whole Shabbos. Even Mugmer is lying in the Kli that a person is not with someone shoots the kelim. To put barley in a barrel to soak them, you're allowed to load up the beam of a press or wine press or olive press with them on olives and grapes, and the wine and the oil that goes out of this, what the soto boys of leaders that he ground them up early day is mutter, the liquid that comes out of them. You're allowed to put wheat into a Rechaim Shemayim next to, close to Chesheich, close to dark, and we're not worried that there'll be a Shmoz Koil, they'll say that this guy's Rechaim is working on Shabbos. We're not choshish that people are going to accuse him of saying that. This is what the Ramah says. Some Asar Rechaim, any place where there's Choshesh Lashmo is called. This is the benefit of Tchila Vot, in a place where there's a Hefzad, you can make, as we said earlier, so it's a Reish Mandal. You're allowed to put a watch, Erev Shabbos, even though it makes a sound to tell us what the hours of Shabbos is, because everyone knows that usually it's set it up the day before. Or Erev Chaim Sim Shin Chafal of Sif Yates says, garlic, or there's grapes, or the stalks that was crushed Erev Shabbos, if all it's required is dichas, you're not allowed to finish the dichas on Shabbos. If it's not mechzor, only shchika, rubbing out, then you're not allowed to finish on Shabbos. Therefore, you're allowed to finish shchikas and rifas, but eitz por, which is a crushed wood that you put on a pot on Shabbos after you take it off the fire. The Ramah says you're allowed to smooth out food on Shabbos, and it's not considered a machik, since you can eat it without it. Kalko, wherever is Michael, and the food of apples, the darker bekach, tov la bracha. You're not allowed to peel garlic and onions when you peels it to put it for future. But to eat it right away, that is mutter. If you test some of these, Shabbos, Perek Chafal of Alachit Gimel says, we already did it, so I'm not going to repeat it. We did it already twice. Arachayim Simon, Shin Chaf Aleph, Sif Yutes, we also did it. So we'll skip this one. Shabbos, Perek Chafal of Alachit Dalat says, oil that comes out of a press of a wine press, or olive press of Shabbos, or dates, almonds that are prepared for business, you're allowed to eat them on Shabbos. Even storage of tour or piled up grain, he can start taking on Shabbos, because there's no oichel that smokes on Shabbos. Everything's considered prepared, except for gregers and tzvukim, which are dried figs and dried raisins, that you set aside, and the time you dry them, since they, in between, till they get dry, they stink, and not roi lachila, they're us on Shabbos, not smokes. A barrel that was left open, or a watermelon that got broke, even though they're not roi lachila, you can take it, leave it in the mokma mitzvah. So too, a kameya, which is an amulet of a non-professional, even though you're not allowed to walk out with it, you're allowed to move it. It's not muktzah. The leftover oil of a candle or a plate that they used it for that Shabbos, you're not allowed to use it that Shabbos, because it's considered muktzah b'chuzisa. Shabbos Perek Chafei Alachates says, any kli that is makbed on it, that it maybe will lose value, for instance, kelim that are set aside for business, or expensive kelim, it's worried they may get damaged, you're not allowed to move on Shabbos. That's called muktzah b'chuzisan kis. For instance, a big knife, or a plowshare, or a knife of a butcher, or a special sword, or special arrows, or a spice grinder. The Shabbos Perek Chavav Halach Yudal we already did. We're going to skip it. Arachaim Simon Shin Yud Siv Beis. Shulchan Aruch says there's no food that's tallish that's roi lachila that smokes on Shabbos, because dates and almonds and other fruits that are meant for business, you're allowed to eat on Shabbos. Even wheat that he planted in the ground, but they didn't take root. Eggs that's under the chicken, you're allowed to move them. So too, dates that are picked before they get cooked, and you gather them before they get ripe, and you gather them in baskets, and they get ripe by themselves, you're allowed to eat them before they get ripe. But gregs that smoke, that you put them in aside to dry them out, or also Shabbos, because they smell before they get fully dried, because he knows they will smell his Messiah Dasna. And since there's two things, he was Doich Vidayim, and it's not Roy, it's Kesir Mukta. The Ramos says, Nachon is not Shaykh, but something belongs to Goy, even Greg Zitzvukim in his hand is Mukta. Shabbos Perigim, Allah Zion says, you don't roast meat, onions, and eggs on a fire, unless it gets roasted with Yom. Shabbos Lachila, left afterwards on a fire on Shabbos, till it gets very roasted, is Mukta, because it's with stomach and it gets bad. Because if he'll shovel or play with the coals, he'll scorch it. Because they're on the fire itself, and that's why you're allowed to leave the besom underneath the kelim to incense the kelim as it turns dark. Because if he'll come and play with the coals, he'll burn the basam and it'll smoke up the kale. Or Chaim, simulation of Dal Sif Bey, says you don't roast onions and eggs or meat on top of coals unless it gets roasted by Dyaim on both sides, like Machem in the soy, which is half of its cooking. Even if it's the meat of a goat, since he put it on the coals, he's not worried that, because if it will get roasted quickly, even though it will get scorched, then it will be scorched. Therefore, with Cheshish, you might come to stir the coals. But if it's roasted, Kamach on the soy, we're not worried they might come to stir the coals. Even if it's an ox meat, since it's not Roel Achila, why would he store the coals to damage it? Shabbos Peregim Alach Yitcheh says you don't put bread in the oven as it turns dark, not a kichel on the coals, unless it turns a different color, that it gets stuck in the oven on the fire, and if it stayed afterwards until it finishes baking, is mutter. Because if he'll take them out, if he plays with the coals, it'll be mafsa then. He'll cause the bread to be ruined. If you put it close to dark and then turn dark and it didn't change colors, if it's amazing, I'll eat it on Shabbos, wait with the Shias. If it's Roshogi, you'll eat it enough three meals on Shabbos. So when he takes it out, he shouldn't use a special keli that he used to take the bread out, like it does in the weekdays, only with a knife, a chiyotzeba. The last halacha, which is Arachayim, Simonation, and Dalat Sif, says, you don't put right before Shabbos bread into the oven unless it turns color, meaning the face of the bread will get a membrane or a different color because of the fire. And this is speaking about the side that's attached to the oven, not the kichel on top of coals, unless it turns color, that's next to the fire. And the Moshe says, as long as if he spreads it and it doesn't get pulled strings, that's called cream upon him. And pashtid, which is kugel or fladin, you need lamala and lamat to be cooked, and everything to be cooked into it, kamachim the soy. If you put it right before dark, it didn't turn colors. If it's amazing, also wants the shabbos till you make it. Time till the amount of time it would take to make it. If it's b'shogeg and he doesn't know what to eat, he's allowed to take it to Mazon Shal Shtudas. And he tells others what they don't have to eat, what to eat, they should come and take them Mazon Shal Shtudas. And when he takes it out, he shouldn't use a special shovel for it. He has to use a knife, but he shouldn't do it Kadesh Reis B'chol. If he can do it Rashino, he should use a Merada. But if you put it with a Shikruf and the ready paint, change colors. Since he didn't do an Issa and Tzarech Shabbos, he could do it regularly, and Shleil Tzarech Yom is also even Rashino. The Rambam says that's Dafka, an oven that's not lined with mud, meaning it's not sealed. But if it's sealed, or he doesn't bake it Tzarech Shabbos only for months of Shabbos, that he has plenty of time to bake it, it's Mutter, because you're not worried in this case that he's going to come to stir the coals. This is the end of the halachas of Daf Yud Tes Ahmed Aleph.